All right, a good yawn to start our show. Tom Dienhart joins me as we talk about our Saturday chat and our high stakes, high level draft today of defensive linemen. So we're going to pick two defensive tackles, two defensive ends. Have some fun doing that. This is pretty good from my standpoint. Looking at guys from 1970 on. That's one other part of this. And we want to thank our sponsors, of course, and that would be Follett's, Purdue Federal Credit Union, 6th Street Dive, the East End Grill, two Lafayette area restaurants that are open. And, of course, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, Kyle Charters and Company will sell you a home in the Lafayette area if you're interested. And then, of course, First Source Bank and Home Field Apparel, all sponsors of Golden Black. And we'll mention some other restaurants on the back end of this. But, Tom, as I always try to do here, I'm going to give you the first choice. And you can pick tackle. We're going to pick two tackles, two defensemen, a four-man front. Even though I know Purdue's played some five-man fronts in the days, they're going to play some three-man front this year if we get to that. So tell me who you want to pick.
Yeah, a lot of good choices, as you mentioned, Alan. Of course, Purdue earned that moniker of a den of defensive ends in the through the 1990s and 2000s. Even before that, as you know, some great players up front on defense for Purdue. But in my book, Alan Karpik, the one end who stands out the most, you have to pick number one, is Roosevelt Colvin.
Ah.
Number 59 from Broad Ripple High School, Indianapolis, Indiana. Rosie Colvin was part of the Jim Coletto recruiting class in 1995. And Alan, all he did was set Purdue's all-time record for career sacks with 35. And, of course, he's number two all-time, Alan, in tackles for loss. All Roosevelt Colvin did was make plays. And, of course, the one play we always love to talk about, right, 1997, Michigan State, Ross-Ade Stadium. The ill-fated field goal attempt by Michigan State gets blocked by Leo Perez, scooped up by big Roosevelt Colvin, who rumbled and stumbled about 60, 70 yards to pay dirt to help spark that miraculous comeback against MSU, my favorite Purdue game ever. So, Alan, of my first pick and the first pick overall of our Purdue defensive line draft, Roosevelt Colvin, defensive end.
Yeah, great. Of course, also in that 1997 year, he had a lot to do with I think he caused the fumble right on the Ron Paulus fumble that Adrian Beasley scooped and scored and pretty much delivered Purdue to the victory over the Fighting Irish. It kind of turned the whole thing around. Yeah, Roosevelt Colvin, a great pro also.
Yeah. Great guy.
And a guy that – great guy, that's true as well.
Great guy.
And yet you look at the situation that boy, there are a lot of good choices, and I actually would not. I love Rosie. I'm not sure I would have picked him first, but I'm not sure I wouldn't have that. You make a very good case, and boy, if I have to pick a one spot, God, this is a hard one. I'm going to pick Dave Butts, man.
Yeah.
He qualifies because he's a tackle. And I think that's a hard call to make. First team All American, also a great pro. A near Hall of Fame level player. I think both Colvin and Butts, I know Butts was all pro level a time or two with the Washington Redskins. Colvin, I think, may have made all pro with the Bears at one point in time, but of course played Super Bowl champions as well. The thing about Dave Butts, he was the first of the monster size guys, 6'7", from just outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Bo Schembechler recruited him, but then, of course, he ends up coming to Purdue in the greatest recruiting class ever, as we always talk about, the one with Otis Armstrong and Daryl Stingley and Dave Butts and some others, many others, Gary Danielson, and yet they only finished 6-5, their best season. So, anyway, that's another story. But I'm going to go with Dave Butts. Great. Statistically, he doesn't necessarily dominate a little bit different game back there, but he was a great pass rusher and just a load to deal with in the number 62 at Purdue in the interior part of the line.
Yeah, about what, 6'7", like you said, 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Alan, the number 5 overall pick in the 1973 draft of the St. Louis Cardinals, as you know, one of three Boilermakers picked in the first round of that 1973 draft, the likes of which Purdue has never seen since. So, yeah, I love Dave Butts. I'm with
you. Yeah, that's absolutely.
All right, I'm going to stay on the interior. This is a guy I love. This is a guy I think is the ultimate interior defensive lineman, maybe Purdue's greatest defensive lineman on the interior ever. That man, Allen, are you sitting down? You're sitting down for this. That man.
I know.
That man is Jeff Skinnina. It's Jeff Skinnina. Number 40, Jeff Skinnina, from the Chicago area, came to Purdue in the fall of 88 with Jim Swantz and Frank Kmet. The old defensive line coach, Bill Kolar, really recruited those guys. I've been told stories about that over the years. They all sort of came together. All Chicago guys, Allen. A lot of them are going to go to Illinois. And they had a coaching change, I believe. Makovic was out. And, again, Purdue, Fred Akers swooped in, got those guys. Skinnina redshirted while Swantz and Kmet played as a true freshman. Skinnina redshirted, ended up playing at Purdue from 1989 to 92, was the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 1992. I think he still has the Big Ten – or the Purdue, he still has the Purdue career record for tackles for loss and also the single-season record for tackles for loss. Allen, Jeff Skinnina was just all man and became a beloved NFL player who – what, it seems like he played 30 years in the NFL for 20 teams, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I saw him in a spring football practice a couple of years ago, Allen. He looked like he could still play. Yeah. I mean, he's a size.
His longevity is unbelievable.
All the hits you take at tackle from – and the guy just was impervious to injury and was a stalwart and a very special player. Just too bad he couldn't have played on better teams at Purdue.
Yeah, though he did get a Super Bowl ring with the Rams.
Yeah, those Cardinals. Rams. The 1999 Rams.
Right, and obviously really, really good player. And you're right, did not play on great teams, but he was dominant in 1992. And really all his years, he got his chance. You know, that you think about it, and that may have been one of the top five recruiting classes, even though it, again, didn't have a tremendous amount of success. But you talk about Skinnina, Schwantz. You talk about guys like Peyton Minner, Brian Madden, guys that Madden, of course, went to LSU. Minner stayed at Purdue and then did not. Was a Chicago area guy. Never was a great player, but he was a very highly regarded guys. You had a couple quarterbacks in there as well. You know, it just a very, very good class from that standpoint. Boy, this is not easy. I may pass on a first team All-American that you're going to swoop up and get, I'm afraid. But I'm going to pick Ryan Kerrigan. I just can't miss on a guy that Purdue's. I know he's a consensus All-American. He was Purdue's first unanimous All-American in 30 years, I think, when he got that pick in 2010. Ryan is obviously still a very good pro. Hasn't been a Hall of Fame level pro maybe, but he's been very good at the Washington Redskins or whatever the Redskins are going to be named before long. He is a high motor guy, was dominant in 2010. One of the games, most dominant games I ever saw a guy play, I think against Michigan in 2010, Denard Robinson. He did a great job of being able to just, and yet Purdue did not win the game, but he was just, his numbers he put up were unreal. And probably one of the best people you're ever going to find too. He is just a first class individual, to say the least. And that's my pick. And there's a lot of guys I'm leaving on the table here, but, that's my second pick.
Yeah. Great choice. What a specimen. Like you said, what a motor that guy has as well, Allen. A special player from Muncie, Indiana.
Three-star pick. Not super highly regarded. He was regarded well. I remember Joe Tiller talking about how they loved that guy, and they should have. Didn't start right away at Purdue. Did play a lot as a freshman in 2007, but he was a three-year starter in 8, 9, and 10, and a very, very good player.
Yes, good choice. Great choice there. I'm gonna go back out to the edge defensive end with a guy from your era, Keena Turner.
Oh yeah, I love Keena.
Chicago Vocational Tech, right?
Yep.
High school is Dick Butkus. A real stalwart, a real anchor of those famed junk defenses of the late 70s that were the hallmark of the Jim Young era. Of course, as you know, Alan, Leon Burtonette was the coordinator. I'm on Facebook with Calvin Clark, and he posted a picture. You might probably remember the picture where they were all posed in the back of that dumpster with all the junk.
Oh, yeah.
Great picture. Yeah. I'd forgotten all about that picture until I saw it. It was great.
And southeast corner of Ross-Ade Stadium, they rolled that thing out there, and
great photo.
Classic. Yeah,
and Keene, of course, is in that photo, and what a player! You know, I don't need to tell you that. Just a great athlete. Played some linebacker, right, while he was at Purdue. That's primarily what he played in the NFL with the 49ers. And you've spoken to him recently, so you got a probably relationship and a friendship with Keene. I've never met the guy. Maybe there's a story you can add about Keene, number 85.
Well, a great story is one thing is he's working on his degree and going to finish his degree with his daughter. And that's a story we're going to do this fall because his daughter, I believe, is a rising senior at Purdue. I'm not 100% sure, but his goal is to finish. He had less than a half a year left. You know, like a lot of guys in those days, the kids did not come to school with as many academic credits. They also didn't go to summer school like they do now. And he was short. He went to work out for the pros. That turned out to be just fine. Keene is a very, very intelligent guy. He's owned a car dealership. He has also still working in as an executive vice president, I believe, for the 49ers. Yeah, I've seen fewer guys quicker off the ball than Keene Turner. And that defense was – you know, a lot of people in the world of football talk about the 85 Chicago Bears. Purdue might not have been quite up to that level, but the pressure they put on in one of the best games he ever had that really turned the program around or set it towards a really magical season in 1978 that had been Turner's junior year was against Ohio State and against Art Sleaster, as I recall. Just dominant in terms of getting in his back, the backfield, and allowing Purdue to that last year of Woody Hayes and Purdue's 27-16 win. But Keene Turner, he was an outside linebacker in the NFL, and he was a true rush end, not a super physical guy necessarily. But I don't know, you've got the record book. I don't know where he stands in tackles for loss for in a season. But he was just dumb.
You know, his 1978 total is fourth. His 1979 total is fifth. And he's fourth in career TFLs for Purdue still to this day.
Yeah. You know, it really was an amazing turnaround that you turn that type of defense. You know, Alex Agassi recruited him and recruited some of those guys in that junk defense. But Keene Turner from vocational, and he is a prince of a guy as well. Great leader.
Of course, Alan, too, he was the foundation of those that 49ers dynasty on the defensive side of the ball. Offense gets the accolades, Joe Montana, Dwight Clark, and then that crew. But defensively, you know, Ronnie Lott was a stalwart, and, of course, Keene Turner was also a stalwart on those great Niner teams that emerged during that 1981 season when they beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl and went on from there to have a great decade in the 80s.
He can do this and pull up his four Super Bowl rings, right? And Dave Butts has a couple of them.
Yeah.
But I love Keene Turner, and I was worried that he might not get picked, and we start getting some hate mail here. But these are just extremely difficult picks of where to go next. And it's almost a no win situation here because of. There's at least four guys at the defensive end that I think that would be well worthy of consideration, and I would hesitate to go with the better pros. I am going to pick Sean Phillips, and love Sean, Purdue's MVP in 2003. He was also an All Big Ten level player, excellent pro from New Jersey. There are a lot of guys in there that, and I will mention them on the honorable mention side. But Sean Phillips made a lot of plays. I love Sean because he wore three different jersey numbers at Purdue: number 15, number 53. What was his other one? I should know this.
Yeah, but caught some passes as a tight end, right?
Yeah, I came in as a tight end. That's what's interesting about Keene Turner. Also, came in as a tight end as well. Got transferred over. But that's right. And the other number was 22 for for Sean Phillips, but just a great player, great motor, very good pro with the Chargers and I think also with Denver as well. But and a guy that just could make it happen on a very good defense for Brock Spack and Joe Tiller.
A great choice. I got to talk to Sean a few months ago for one of my catching ups, and great personality. And
he's a big personality, isn't he?
To talk from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And
Gary Emanuel, maybe Brian Newbert could tell us who got that recruiting done. Purdue had a lot of success in that area and that geographical area, I should say. And Sean Phillips, one of the best.
Okay, I got one pick left, Alan, as a tackle. And this one may surprise you, so I'm glad you're sitting down still.
Okay.
I want this guy on my right-hand side if I walk into any street fight, any tussle, where trouble could erupt. I want this guy.
Uh-oh, I know you're going.
With his hand in the dirt on 4th-and-1, Alan, to stop that dive up the middle by Michigan or Ohio State. Alan, I want Matt Mitrione.
I knew you were going there. You're getting a little bolder. He's a crazy guy.
You want crazy, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't come any crazier than Mitrione. But you know what? I don't think he gets enough credit for the athlete he was.
Oh, great athlete. He's showing that now. I mean, yeah, now still in his career.
He's a fighter now, the MMA career. I mean, this guy was a good athlete. And some people said, well, maybe he had a couple screws loose too. But
he did.
All
he
the better. That's how you want your defensive tackles, right? It's so hard to get those big guys to play hard all the time and with passion. And playing hard with passion were things that came naturally to Matt Mitrione. Were there more talented guys, more bigger guys on the inside over Purdue's history? Well, certainly. And I know I jumped over a lot of great tackles to pick Mitrione. But again, that's a guy that was the ultimate warrior who was a great anchor on the inside of those great early 2000 Purdue teams.
And the late Joe Tiller called him meathead, and well-deserved. But I think they had a fun relationship. And then Mitrione, you know, got a little bit of time in the NFL with the New York Giants, I believe. Went on to his MMA or whatever he does. He lives in our neighborhood, if you can believe that, and when he's in town. And
him around. He practices sometimes with his kids.
And it's funny. Yeah, it's funny because he's a guy that I have not connected with all the stories we've done on guys like that over the years. He would be a great one, but certainly a very, very talented player and a guy that made big plays too. He had a touchdown or two from a defensive tackle position against Michigan State, in a game in 1998, a huge win. That's when he was a freshman of all things, or a redshirt freshman. And a guy that just made plays, and you don't forget Matt Mitrione when he walks in the room. All right, I have to pick another defensive tackle. I have picked already Ryan Kerrigan and Sean Phillips, and I love those guys, but there are some that I haven't picked that we'll talk about. And I'm going to have to pick a tackle, and I'm picking a guy that never was a two-time All Big Ten level guy at Purdue. Probably never fully matured as a football player, but is starting to do that in the NFL now, though he's had some injuries. But KK, Kawan Short, hard to miss. Loved Kawan anyway, just because of his personality, and played with Etwan Moore in basketball. And he, at that size, that state championship team, he could dunk a basketball. He was very athletic. He is very athletic. I know that Danny Hope and Daryl, I think, did he play for a year with Daryl Hazel or not? Maybe not. Danny, but
– No, it was 2009 to 2012.
Yeah, so with Danny, they really had to work to keep his motor going and get him to do it on every play. But he learned to do that. And, again, an All Big Ten level player. Purdue hasn't had all that many All Big Ten level players over the last 7-8 years, and he is a guy that well deserved. So that leaves me with my four picks of Ryan Kerrigan.
Those are two good
Ryan ones. Kerrigan, Sean Phillips, KK, Kawan Short, and of course Dave Butts. for my group of my four. Now, let's go to the honorable mentions and some guys that we all, I'll tell you others that were on my list that I feel bad, a couple of them I feel personally bad for. One of them is our former intern. We'll talk about him, who I loved as a player, and he's a kind of the Matt Mitrione player. I'm talking about Craig Terrell, but give me some people on your list.
All right. Well, going back to a little bit before your era, you were probably in high school. How about Ken Novak, first round draft choice? Cut out of the same mold as Dave Butts, as you remember, 6'7", probably 290, gargantuan defensive tackle. Again, a first round pick of the Baltimore Colts. Mike Neal.
Good one.
By the Packers, I believe. The late Marcus Jackson of the junk defense.
Yeah, Hungry Jack, yep.
Hungry Jack was a two-time Allen first-team All-Big Ten choice. How about that?
Yep.
Of course, how about Ken Lauschen?
Yeah.
I remember he was a guy, and I think he was number 72.
Correct.
Bench pressed like 500 pounds. Was one of the first guys I remember having the Herculanean strength, and you couldn't knock him backwards, Allen.
Yeah, we got to find Ken Lauschen somewhere because he's got to be he was a – academic All-American, I think an engineering student, extremely good student as well. Did not play in the NFL, though, maybe because of size and maybe because he didn't, may have not been kind of like Elijah Sindler, maybe didn't want to. And he's a great one there. I think a couple other names. I did mention Craig Terrell because I love Craig only because he had extremely high motor. I think he just made plays. He was a lunch pail guy and one of my favorite people. And he plays in a band. He can do it all. He's a great guy and still lives down in Lebanon. And we don't get to connect with him enough. Calvin Clark, a guy you did mention, certainly well worthy of consideration, all Big Ten level player. I liked your Hungry Jack. Marcus Jackson, really good player there as well. On the defensive end side, you know, one of the greats and a quality pro and an even higher quality guy, Akin Adell. Transfer that played both line, but he could still make our linebacker team, but he really had his success at Purdue defensive end. They put him back at linebacker, didn't fare as well. They moved him back up front. He was an all Big Ten level player. You know, we have an All-American consensus an All-American on this list, Anthony Spencer. From Fort Wayne. He was a first round draft pick. I don't think he was an All-American, but he was close to it. And a guy that really became a dominant player and in 2006, but one of his best games, I remember in 2004, the win at Notre Dame in the first half of that game. He's only a sophomore, the first time he really got a lot of playing time. He was you just saw how good he was. And I know when they got him out of Fort Wayne, not a super highly recruited guy, but a guy that, you know, was really there to him. There's two other guys, two bookend defensive ends on that 72 teams that were really as good a bookend ends as Purdue had. Gary Hrebnak and Steve the Bomber Baumgartner. Hrebnak, for some reason, which I'll never quite understand, they moved him from defensive end back to tight end in 72. But then I think he went back to defensive end late in the season. But Purdue really had, when you think about a defense with Greg Bingham, Steve Baumgartner, Gary Hrebnak, that's some pretty salty group. And then you throw in the secondary, you've got Carl Capria, and there's some others in there that were Chuck Peebs and some others that were very, very good players on that team. But, and then the other one last one I was going to mention, Tom, is Rob Ninkovich. And Rob was a junior college transfer. I think he played 3 years at Purdue, if I'm right. I could be wrong on that, but I do remember he was extremely talented, extremely productive against Indiana. Had a 4 sacks, I think, in both of the 2005 and 2006 bucket games, and ended up being an extremely good pro for Bill Belichick's defense with the New England Patriots, and really, really good. So I think I got to my whole list. Great. Anybody else on
great.
Your list?
Yeah, Ninkovich is a great pro, Alan. Real quick, Hrebnak and Baumgartner were both second-round draft choices in 73 after Purdue had 3 first-round picks.
Right.
We had 5 picks first 2 rounds. Few other names for you, buddy. We have to mention Ray Edwards. was maybe never really reached his potential. I think that's fair to say. Came in with huge hype, was a massive recruit from Cincinnati. Cliff Averill.
Oh, yeah.
A great pro with the Seahawks. Chike Okiefor, Allen. Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
West Lafayette Red Devil. I mean, he played linebacker, but remember, he really had a success after Joe Tiller came. Chike wasn't on the team in 97. Came back as a fifth-year senior in 98. Rocks back and made him an end, and bang, made him a lot of money.
One of the best bookend defensive games I've ever seen out of Purdue was, of course, Okiefor and Roosevelt Colvin against Michael Bishop in Kansas State in the 98 Alamo Bowl. They just – I know you look at the score in that game, you say Purdue gave up 34 points. That's because the special teams handed Kansas State 14 points. Purdue had one of its best defensive efforts ever against an extremely good offense. But Chike is good and a really, really good player. I might have had to cheat and put him on my linebacking core.
That's fine. He spent most of his career linebacker.
But he really. But you're right. At the end of his career and in the NFL,
he played
his hand in the dirt.
You remember Blaine Smith was a two-time first
really good player.
Pick a couple other names for real
Gary.
Quick. But a buddy of mine, Kevin Holly. Chris Scott.
Chris Scott, all both good players.
In the NFL as well. And then one of my favorites when I was in high school was Matt Hernandez.
Yeah.
In the NFL a little bit. Team number 71, Matt Hernandez. And those
Detroit.
81, 82 teams. So that exhausts the guys that I had under my consideration.
Yeah, I think you look at guys, another guy that we talked about a little bit on special teams, but also extremely good defensive end, wore number 15, Tom Kingsbury, who was a defensive end on that junk defense, really good player. That's the part of the fun of all this is that you mentioned enough guys that you remember, and we're probably missing some, but Blaine Smith, really good player out of Gary, Indiana, very, very productive. Chris Scott. Matt Hernandez was a very highly regarded recruit when Jim Young and played. I think Hernandez played a fair amount, even on that 80 team that went to 79 and 80 teams, maybe just 80, where he kind of worked his way into the starting lineup. But a real physical presence, to say the least. So, yeah, I think we've gotten to everybody, but probably not. But I think we got to the main ones. But it's really an interesting list. I know Purdue's dens of defensive end, but I do think it's interesting that the tackles have played as well. I mean, that there's many good ones, and there have been some good ones.
One other guy worth mentioning of more recent vintage, Jake Replogle.
Really good player. Yeah,
great
another
player.
Guy that high motor.
He would have been a pro. He would have been a pro, I think, had he not had some of his injury issues. That was a guy that was a warrior, like a lot of the other guys you talked about on the interior.
Yeah, love Jake, and had he not had the concussion issues, he made the smart move, I think, for himself not to play, and didn't play on great teams, but he got better year in, year out. Very, very active. Very, very active, high motor player, and he had about seven brothers that all played at Indiana. No, didn't he? Yeah. He had a brother or two that were down in Indiana as well. Yeah. Jake, a really good player. So, a lot of fun doing this, Tom. We have now hit the defensive backs, we've hit receivers, we've hit running backs, and now defensive linemen. We've got linebackers, and of course, we had special teams last week. Linebackers. And that position called quarterback, we'll hit that as well as we and offensive lineman, which will be a curious one to look at too. So, all right, have a great week, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend, Tom. And want to thank our sponsors, and of course, that is Follett's and Purdue Federal Credit Union, East End Grill, 6th Street Dive, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, First Source Bank. And I want to mention all the restaurants that have been good to us that are still working hard to maintain business during this COVID crisis. And that, of course, is Arnie's there. Brad Cohen and Kurt Cohen doing well with a lot of carryout business. But I think the restaurant, their seating is open in at Market Square in Lafayette. Smee's place and has been Tom and I were down there for a little football chat last year. But we look forward someday to being able to do that again. Yeah. And Vanita down there in the north side of Indianapolis, they've been good to us. And, of course, Triple X, you and I have our lunch out there on the patio. that's a slice of heaven right now. They're doing a great job with their COVID protocol and being able to keep people safe and keep them outside. Kerry and Greg Ayersman have been great to us as well. Whitaker Inn, Brian always mentions in there, has been a sponsor of ours, just north side of West Lafayette. Great spot to get some carry out food. So, all right, Tom, have a great rest of the week, and we'll look forward to our next edition of Saturday Chat.
Take care, buddy.
All right, thank you.